Welcome, and thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Won't you just look beside or go greet someone and say, it is so good to see you this morning. It's good to see all y'all this morning, okay? All right. Just pressing in. I know the weather's kind of rough, but we just thank God for every one of you. Amen. We just thank God for keeping us safe. You know, enjoyed the snow. So we can say this year we did have some, right? All right. If you would, turn your Bibles to Proverbs. The 29th chapter, and I started this on last Sunday, so it's a kind of a continuous, sort of like a little series here that I want to be sharing with you that I felt that, you know, for my personal life, I felt like God said, in the year of 2025, we're going to thrive. Amen? I mean, you know, and that's for whoever will receive it, okay? I mean, you know, God wants us to thrive, not just survive. Amen. You know, and the way that we thrive is through Him. You know, we can't do it in our own strength. We have to do it through Him. And, you know, and just looking at the scriptures and studying over the scriptures, you know, that God has already provided everything we need to make it in this life. How many believe that? Amen. He has. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, that sometimes we think that when I got saved, it was just to go to heaven. But how many know that's part of it, but that's not all of it? How many know we got to live here in this earth, okay? And not excluding heaven, we are going to heaven, but how many know there is something we must do before we get there, and that is serve God in our earth, in a corrupt world, a fallen world, okay? But how many know God has put us in the world to be light, okay, to be salt, you know, and that's what God has placed us here for. We're not here to just wait, hold our ticket and say, I'm waiting on him to come, but we have to make a difference. Exactly. You know, the Bible said, occupy till I come. Amen. So in order to do that, we have to have the right tools to do the works of Christ. We can't do them through the arm of flesh. How many know we'll flush out? If you know what that means, okay? But in reality, God has gave us the tools to complete the work that he has assigned to each one of us. And that's what we want to talk about and relay to you this morning. But we want to go to Proverbs 29, verse 19. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is the man who keeps the law. Okay? Now, I want to read this from another version. It says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints. Restraints. So the revelation, notice what he said here, that where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints. But happy is he who keeps the law. And now, in the Old Testament, well, we have to understand how many of the Old Testament dealt with the Torah, okay, the law of Moses. But how many know that as new believers, we do not live after the Torah? Can you say amen? Amen. Do you understand that? Because a lot of people think, well, you know, we have to do this and that. How many know the Old Covenant had a bunch of rituals and works assigned to it? But under the new covenant, Jesus Christ has already what? Completed it for us. Okay? He has completed it for us. Remember Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, it is what? Finished. Other words, never to be repeated again. It is paid in full for you to have the abundant life. See, but the abundant life only comes through Christ. It don't come through my performance. It don't come through my works. Amen. How many know the Bible said the righteous people live by what? Faith. Okay. So that's what we got to understand, that even though I don't feel it, he's still working. Even though I can't see it, he's still what? Working. And that's how faith works. The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Not seen. And the Bible says that he has dealt to every man, every woman, a measure of faith. And with that measure, how many know that you can begin to develop your faith and grow stronger in your faith? You just don't want to stop at the measure of faith. But he's given each and every one of us a measure. So we can't say, I don't have faith. He has given me a measure of faith. How do I grow in my faith is by studying the word of God. The Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, without the word of God, how many know there is no revelation? See, we ask God for things, but how many know the word of God is where we get it from? Now, God can speak in various ways. I mean, he's not just bound to the word of God, but how many know God can speak through creation? He said, how in the world does God speak through creation? When you look at the stars and moons, you know, you have to think, who placed it there? When you look at the snow coming down real beautiful, who makes it do that? Do you not know every flake, God already know how big and how small it is? He's an awesome God. And the Bible said, I will praise him because I am fearfully and wonderfully made by him. He created me. So the revelation and the vision that we must have is who we are in Christ. He gives us the vision as we have relationship with him, and he began to reveal to us who we are in him. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. You say, well, what does that have to do with revelation? Because it reveals, the word of God will reveal to you who we are. And revelation is another word just for what? Understanding or a revealing or an uncovering. Or enlightenment. Have you ever been reading the word of God and the light came on? Now watch this. And you go tell somebody else and they look at you and say, but you excited and you just running around telling, hey, this is what God showed me in the word. And then they look at you like, okay. I'm the only one, right? Okay. But you get so excited. Why? Because the light came on. The revelation came to you. And it gave you what? Vision. See, vision gives us what? It gives us a perception of what? What we're seeing. And the Bible says that you can't even see the kingdom except you be what? Born again. And that's what Nicodemus, when he came to him, he said, you know, how do you do all these things that you do? And Jesus didn't even carry on, you know, this is how I do. He said, you must be born again. He said, if you ain't born again, you can't even perceive the kingdom of God. You can't even understand it if you're not born again. But the word of God says that without a revelation, the people cast off restraints. In other words, they become unbridled. You know, and I'm not calling you a horse or anything. No, I'm not doing that. But how many know that when the horse does not have a bridle, I mean, he liable to do, he can do some crazy stuff. Amen. That bridle would kind of control him a little bit. Amen. You know, and if we're not yoked up and bridled by the truth of God's words, we are all over the place. You know, people are saying things that God is saying, and God ain't even said that. You know why? Because there are no restraints in what people are doing now. They call evil good and good evil. You know, there is no peace, you know, and all these lies that are going on. But how many know that God wants us to have a revelation of who he is? See, and I believe, you know, that what has happened through the years is that we've made, when I say we, us preachers too, we've made the Holy Spirit out of something that God didn't intend. Okay? You say, how in the world do we do that? You know, we made him out of something that is all, he's angry, he does this, we have him that he lead us to do these things and all this stuff. But how many know the Holy Spirit always confirms the word of God? Okay? But what we've only, sometimes I think what we've only made him out to be is a tongue, I mean, you know, speaking in tongues, or an emotional shout, okay? Or, you know, man, I feel the presence, a goosebump. And I mean, you know, all those things are true, but I mean, he's just not that. He's more than that. Okay, and the only way that we can understand that he's more than that, we have to go in the Word of God and let the Word of God teach us what he's really like. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit ain't going to tell you to go and murder somebody. The Holy Spirit ain't going to tell you to cuss somebody out. You know, that's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't going to lead you to be jealous of another person. The Holy Spirit ain't going to lead you to lie on your taxes. Uh-oh. The Holy Spirit ain't even going to make you do something. He is a gentleman. He will assist you, and he will suggest to you, but it's up to you to cooperate with him. He's not going to beat you over the head and say, you better do this. No, he's going to speak the word to you kindly and gently, but it's up to you to choose to cooperate with him. But when we cooperate with him, he empowers us to do what the word of God said we could do. See, he's the empowerment. He empowers us. The Bible said when he, the Spirit of truth, not the Spirit of truth, he said, but when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive what? Power. Amen. You shall receive power. And that power is not just to shake and quake you, but it is to empower you to live a victorious life. It empowers you to do the things that you can't do in your natural flesh. Okay? Am I hollering? Okay. Because it's almost like I feel this thing, but I'm trying to take my time. And see, sometimes we use that feelless thing. It's not just a feeling, but it's a gnawing on the inside of me that's staring. My thoughts is going so fast, I got to slow down. Okay? Let's look at Matthew's 16, chapter 16. Make sure I give you the chapters this time, okay? Chapter 16, and we want to look at verse 15, okay? All right. Matthew 16, okay? And verse 15, okay? Do you have it? If you don't, say, wait a minute. Okay, hurry up. Got the moves. You got it? Okay, somebody just look on. You got, okay, all right. Don't want to leave nobody. All right. You got 16. Let's look at verse 15, okay? It says, and he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Now, this is Jesus talking to him. He's went to Caesarea Philippi. He's went there, and he's asking them, who do men say that I am? Some say you are what? John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are a prophet. And then Jesus turns to them. He said, but who do you say I am? Okay? Now watch this. Who do you say that I am? Verse 16. Simon Peter answered, you art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. What is revelation? It can be what? Revealed. Revealed knowledge, okay? An uncovering of truth that you didn't know before, but the Spirit of God enlightened you, or he uncovered it, or he revealed it to you. And notice what Jesus is saying to him. Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this, what? To you, but my Father who is in heaven. Now, how did he receive the revelation? From his Father who is in heaven. God gave him a revelation of who Christ was. And notice what the Word of God goes on and said. He said, for what? Flesh and blood did not what? Revealed this to you. So what is Jesus saying here? Peter, you didn't receive this through your sense knowledge. You received this by revelation. Now watch this, because there's something important that we have to grab here. Verse 18, and I also say to you that you are Peter, a Petra, or a piece of a rock, okay? Upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of Hades will not overpower it. This overpowering is not a defensive word, but is an offense word, that the gates of hell cannot stop the church. But notice what the church is built on. Is it built on Peter? No, it's built on what? The rock. What is the rock? The revelation that Peter received is what the church has been built on. Not a religion, not an organization, not a tradition, but the revelation of God's word is what the church has been built on, and that's why the gates of hell cannot stop the church. I'm not part of an organization. I'm a part of an assembly, the called out ones by blood wash in the church of God. Say, do you realize when you get revelation, it makes you solid? But what is revelation for? For me to go out and broadcast, look how much I know. No, it is to transform my life into the likeness of the one that gave the revelation. And sometimes we get excited. Why? Because it's so good and it's so powerful to where it makes me excited to know that I'm built on something that the devil can't destroy. And do you know that you are built on something that the devil can't destroy? And well, the reason why he can't destroy it, because it's made of God. It's him. And notice what he said. The gates of hell will not prevail. It can't stop the church. But the world is trying, this culture is trying its best to cause us to think that it's a doom and gloom for the church. But I'm telling you, it is not. Why? Because the church is a living organism based on God's power. Not human power, but Holy Ghost power. And that's why the Bible says, for I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and power. That word power is, I've given you the ability to do what I said you could do. He's empowered us to do what the Word of God said we could do. But what the enemy want to keep us in the dark is he want to lie to us and let us know it's over for the church. Ain't no hope for the church. But how many know the devil is a lie? There is hope for the church. Amen? And how many know it ain't just a hope for us? The hope is in you. The hope of what? Glory is on the inside of you. Okay? So the church, the reason we have visions is because we have what? Revelation. And the Bible says this in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. So when we get unstable, how many know the Word of God is able to do what? To correct us. Say, the Word of God is to, it will correct us. And I mean, you know, thank God for the Holy Spirit that will correct us and let us know, you know, you're getting out of alignment here. You got to bring it back in. Okay? Let me read that to you. All scriptures inspired by God and profitable for teaching. Now, one scripture, it might say doctrine. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching. Some translation says doctrines, but how many know doctrines is teachings? Okay? Teachings for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Notice he didn't say training by the law, but training in righteousness. And guess what? Who are the righteous ones? We are. The Bible said he became sin that we might be seen, that he became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See, our righteousness is in him. He's training us. Why? Because when Jesus came to the earth, this is why the Pharisees did not like Jesus, because he preached righteousness. He preached justice. See, and a lot of times they didn't like it because what they had did was they had added to the moral law and they was putting their opinion on it, and Jesus was letting them know, no, that is not what the Father said. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. See, and the Bible said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness, for you shall be filled. Are you hungry to live righteous for God? Are you thirsty to do what's right in the eyes of God? See, this is where we're at. Righteousness does not give me an excuse or make me to have excuses to say I can do what I want to do. Well, I'm right. No, what righteous really means is this, to be in right standing with God. But it also means the right that God have on your life. What you mean God have right to my life? He paid for it. The Bible said you've been bought. You are no longer your own. See, and the problem with us a lot of times is we want to be in the driver's seat thinking we got it going on when really we don't have it going on. It's him that's got it going on. And that's why Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Notice what he said, take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn. And how many know the word of God is good for teaching? And how many know we're learning from him? When you look at Jesus's life, do you realize that the reason Jesus was so successful in his life and he thrived is this, he was led by Holy Spirit. So much so, so when the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, you know the Spirit won't do that, but it did. The Bible said he was led in the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And the devil come to him and said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Do you realize Jesus just received his identity from the Father because the Father said, you are my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And the next chapter, the Spirit is leading him into the wilderness. But guess what? He was victorious then also. Showing us how to be victorious and be what? Conquerors. To thrive in this world. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the one that's empowering the church. Okay? Are you getting this? Okay? So, when Jesus gave us the invitation, what he's saying is this, come and learn from me. And how do we learn? By studying. See, we can read, but how many know studying goes a little bit in depth? We have to study the word of God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved to man. Huh? Who said that? Okay, you're right. If I had $100, I'd give it to you. She's right. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Rightly dividing the word of truth that a workman need not be what? Ashamed. Rightly divided. Rightly dividing the word of God. See, why does it have to be rightly divided? Because it's here a little bit, there a little bit, the truth. It will connect. It's almost like a puzzle. You got to have the right pieces to connect to get the right picture of the puzzle, right? That's what Jesus is doing. He's got a many-membered body, but how many, we like puzzles that when we come together, we manifest who he is. Okay? All right. So what he's saying here is that the revelation that Peter received is what he's building the church on. But first of all, how do I get revelation? Glad you asked. Let's look at St. John. St. John 14, okay? Okay, you got it? Let's look at verse 26. He says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, notice what he said here, but the helper, what is the Holy Spirit? He's a helper. Look at your neighbor and say, the Holy Spirit is my helper. Okay? But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will what? Teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. What is the Holy Spirit going to do? He's going to what? Teach you and bring back to your remembrance all that was said to you by the scripture. Okay? So he's your helper. He's your teacher. All right? Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Okay? He's your teacher and he's your helper. First Corinthians chapter 2, okay? Got it? All right. It says, and when I came to you, brethren, this is Paul, I did not come with superfluity of speech or of wisdom proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching was not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith will not rest on the wisdom of man. My faith will not rest on the wisdom of man. Do you know that the wisdom of this world is what? Devilish, demonic, okay? But the wisdom that's from above, first of all, is pure, okay? So your faith will not rest on the wisdom of man, but on what? The power of God. Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, not of the ruler of this age, whom are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the age to our glory. But the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For had they understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, if they were so smart, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus. If they had revelation, they would not have crucified Jesus. You know why? Because when they crucified him, he multiplied. Had they left him living, we wouldn't be experiencing redemption. He had to go to the cross to pay for the penalty of man's sin and go to the grave and resurrect out of the grave to consummate the new life that you and I are experiencing. Had there been no resurrection, guess what? It would still been only Jesus. But because he was planted in a grave, the seed, except the seed die and be planted, it won't bring forth fruit. But if it's planted, it will bring much fruit. And what they did, they planted him in the earth, so to speak. How many know he was there 3 days and three nights, and he resurrected out of the grave? And when he resurrected out of the grave, notice what he said, all power has been given unto me. He had conquered the devil. The Bible says in Hebrews, he said he tasted death for us all. He did it for us. But had they have known, they would have left him alone. But see, they didn't know everything. See, the devil don't know everything. He really shot himself in the foot. When he said, crucify him, crucify him. And Jesus knew, yeah, go ahead. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. They didn't take nothing. He laid it down. Why? Because of the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross because he seen you and I that we need to have relationship with Almighty God. God wanted a family back, and God got his family back through his son. Now he's teaching us how to thrive. See, just because you've been in power with the Holy Spirit, Don't think that it exempts you from being confronted with things, trouble, disappointment. You know, all the sorrow that goes on in the world. But see, we don't grieve like the world. We don't sorrow like the world. Because there's been given a peace on the inside of us that surpasses understanding. There's a joy down on the inside of us that don't need some kind of happy experience, but it's a joy of the Lord, which is our strength. He's given it to us by his Holy Spirit. See, the Bible said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's what? It's joy, it's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. It's in you. When the Holy Spirit came in us, it brought the fruits of the Spirit with us. But how many know fruit has to grow and be developed? So when we go through things, guess what God is doing? He's developing fruit. And you said, man, I tell you, I really know how to love now. When you was unlovable and God took you through some things, he taught you how to really love, didn't he? He taught you how to have peace, didn't he? He's teaching us how to rest in him. That's why he said, take my yoke. Get yoked up with me. Do you realize what it really means to be yoked up with Jesus? Have you ever been bullied in class? Or was you the bully? No, I'm just kidding. And you had an older brother. You had an older brother that you know if he come around, it's going to be all right, you know. And what happens when that older brother came, you was already yoked with him because y'all had the same last name, right? So when he was around, you know, it kind of put a little, yeah, come on now. See, it's the same way you've been yoked up with Jesus. We're just going along for the ride being led by him. See, and when the enemy shows up, the Bible says that if we will submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee. What do I mean? Come under the authority of Jesus Christ. Man. And then the enemy, oh no, I don't want to face him again. Because the devil knows who Jesus is. Remember the sons of Sceva, he said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Ow. Beat them out of the clothes. Why? Because they was imitating to be something that they wasn't. Say, but when we are walking and being led by the Spirit of God, it empowers us. See, and that's where all the creative juices come from, is by the Holy Spirit. I mean, I remember times I didn't know what to do, but the Holy Spirit would give me a word of knowledge, and I just immediately it would come, and I'd do it, and things just start working. Not boasting on John, but the Spirit of God, okay? So the devil don't know everything, okay? So let's finish this out. I won't get through with all this, but I'm going to get to this part, okay? It says, I stopped at verse 8. I read verse 8. Okay, verse 9 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But just as it is written, things which eye have not seen, and ear has not heard, and which has not entered the heart of man, all the things, all that God has prepared for those who love him. Now, how many ever heard that? Eyes have never seen, nor have ears heard, nor have entered into the heart the things that God has prepared for us. How many ever heard that? And you notice we stop right there. Okay? You know, eyes have never seen, nor ears have never heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But it don't stop there. Some translation says, but. So the word but, there is a conjunction there that there is something coming after the but. Okay? Notice what it says here. for to us, God revealed them. Now, who has got another, is it another translation? Do you have the New King James translation up there, Miss Lynn? Do you have it? Could you put it up for us just a second? Okay, while she's doing that, I want you to see this. For to us, God revealed them through his Spirit. Okay, now the New King James. But God, see, you see the difference. But God has revealed them to us through what? His Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit do for us? According to St. John 14, what does the Spirit do? It teaches us. The same Spirit right here is God is saying. He said, but God has revealed them to us through what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So if we want revelation, we have to have the Spirit of God. Why? Do you realize that this Bible was inspired by the Spirit of God, and it takes the Spirit of God to interpret it? A lot of people say, I can't understand it. Well, get born again and begin to read your Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to what? Reveal it to you. He will. Why? He's a faithful Holy Spirit. He's a good Holy Spirit. He's not out there to mislead you, because the Bible said he will lead and guide you into what? All truth. He don't lead us into error. He lead us into truth. And Jesus said, you will what? If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You got to continue in the word of God. It's just not, I study it one time and I shut it off. No, this is a lifestyle. This is the way we live. We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is his word. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. If you eat of me, you will never die. You will live through eternity. Why? Because the eternity is in you. We think eternity is a location, but eternity is really knowing God. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the true and living God. This is eternal life, that we may know him, that we may experience him. Why? Because then when we experience him, we know that he's a real God, that he's not a piece of wood set up somewhere that we worship, but this God can hear, this God can see, this God can feel. And he wants us to know him. And that's what Paul was after. I mean, this man done wrote most of the whole New Testament, and he says these words. He penned these words and say, oh, that I might know him. Oh, that I might know him. He said, you know what? I count everything lost that I might win Christ. How bad do you want him? See, just because we know him, just because we have relationship, it's not going to stop things from happening, but it's going to help us to deal with things that happen. It's going to help us to handle these things in a more productive way. See, you're no match with the devil being by yourself. You need the power of God operating in your life. And God is saying, I'm giving it to you. I've given it to you. Guess what? He said, I didn't give. Some people say, well, you know, the Spirit just left me, you know. No, he said, he will be with you forever. Amen. Forever. He's not going to leave you and abandon you just because you go through something. He's going to rise up in you and let you know, hey, you can make it. Amen. The helper is here. The helper is here. But as long as we try to put our faith and our confidence in things that are mortal, that are fleshly, guess what? They're going to vanish away. But when we put our faith in a God that created the moon and the stars, he will be with us to the very end. Amen? He's a true and living God, and he will not abandon his church. He is with us forever. He's not going to abandon you just because you go through something. But he's saying, can you trust me? Can you trust me? And how many know every time we go through something, we see the hand of God, our confidence and our trust begins strong. It becomes stronger. You know, and the enemy's saying, oh, I'm going to take you out. No, you're not. I know that little trick. And guess what? He did it before. And guess what? He'll do it again. That's the God that we serve. See, God just want us to love on him and get to know him. He's wanting us. He's trying his best to get us to a place that we know him. Why? Because, see, when we know God, Daniel said, they that know their God will do exploits. We will shine like a light in the pitch dark of the age. And guess what? The light is just there to let us illuminate us, see, to show us our shortcomings, where we can come to him and cry out, God, I see my need for you. Is that okay? Why? Because he's a real God. Amen? He's not a Sunday God. He's not a Monday God. He's not a Tuesday God. On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Sunday. He's a God all by himself. When God said, I couldn't find a man, I swore to myself that I would have a seed. And you know who that seed was? Abraham. And through Abraham's lineage came Jesus Christ. Amen? And God is saying that I've given you the Spirit. Now, if you don't have the Spirit, let me just share this with you, because sometimes man will try to say, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. But when you became born again, when you surrendered your life and you got saved, do you realize the Spirit of God came in and sealed you? And when he sealed you, what he's saying is, my stamp is on you. Now it's time to start developing what I put in you. See, it's in you, but guess what? Development has to take place so that you can begin to live out of that development instead of being confined to the flesh. See, and the Bible says what? The flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. So it's contrary, so you won't do the things that you ought to do. I mean, you know, every one of us in here want to please God, right? And guess what it takes to please him? Faith. We can't rely on the feelings. We got to have faith. Because the Bible said, he that come to God must believe that he is, that he exists. Must believe that he exists and will do what else? What is the rest of that scripture? And he's a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. Remember last Sunday I said, seek and you will knock and what? Ask and it shall be given. See, I'm saved, you know, automatically. It don't automatically happen. Jesus said, if you desire to come after me, you got to do what? Deny yourself. And we want to stay intact with self. And Jesus said, no, let self go. And take up your cross and follow me. And when we follow him, guess what he's doing? He's leading us to life. Not only life, but abundant life. Amen? You all right? Okay. Stand to your feet. Wasn't that bad, was it? All right. Let's confess the word of God. He is in me, for me. He come upon me, for others. I make a difference because he's in me. I make a difference because his power is in me. He said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. I will be with you through the end of the age. And I believe it. So be it. Amen? All right. Praise God. Now, let me say this, and before we dismiss, just because you get a revelation don't mean the devil is not going to try to nip at your heels. But you got to let him know it is written. It is written. I don't live by bread alone. I don't live by the feelings. The Bible said that the just shall live by faith. Amen? Not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. You know, and sight has to do with our feelings and our emotions. But guess what? Long as you got the word of God, let those feelings go. Because we all have emotions. We all can feel. But we're not to be controlled by our feelings. I mean, you know, God gave me my feelings. He wants me to feel. You know, and we'll get into that another time. But don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that God has forsaken you. He has not. If you're born again, he's with you. Amen? And if you don't know him, this is a good time to say, I'd like to get to know him. Is there anyone here that doesn't know Jesus Christ? Amen? Because see, I can't ask you to do something that if you don't have the power in you to do it. That's what Jesus is. That's what Jesus said. He's not going to ask me to do something without empowering me to do it. Amen? Father, we thank you today, Lord, for the believers today, Lord. And God, we thank you for the blood shed of your spirit, of your sons, Father. We thank you that the Spirit of God is with us. He's alive and in us, Lord. And God, as we depart from this place, never your presence watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.